You're listening to the Christian Post Daily Podcast. Today is Monday, June 5th. Research from the Barna Group shows that 52% of Christians think churches should offer care and counseling in their communities. However, just 31% of pastors agree, compared to 38% of non-Christians and 48% of U.S. adults in general. Results show that most pastors, 84%, believe their main roles are to tell others about Jesus, help Christians grow, 75%, practically assist those in need, 64%, provide hands-on help to people in need, teach or serve children, and care for the elderly and widows. Iowa's Republican Governor Kim Reynolds has signed into law a measure banning school officials from discussing sexual orientation and gender identity with elementary school children. The legislation also establishes additional requirements for library programs operated by public school districts. First-time violators will receive a written warning, while subsequent violations may result in a hearing and potential disciplinary action. Alabama's Republican Governor Kay Ivey has signed House Bill 261 into law, extending a prohibition on trans-identified biological males competing in women's sports to collegiate athletics. Citing the biological differences between males and females, the legislation states, quote, "Even at young ages, biological males typically score higher than biological females on cardiovascular endurance, muscular strength, muscular endurance, and speed and agility." Ivey addressed her signing of HB 261 in a statement declaring, quote, "Look, if you are a biological male, you are not going to be competing in women's and girls' sports in Alabama. It's about fairness, plain and simple." A North Carolina pastor and his son were arrested Sunday for allegedly turning their church into a drug house that manufactured marijuana with the intent to traffic the drug. Police received information that Pastor Josh Price was manufacturing marijuana at Southside Baptist Church in Lexington, which closed during the pandemic. Price, 50, and his son Matthew, 28, have been charged with manufacturing marijuana, trafficking in marijuana, possession with intent to sell and deliver THC wax, and three counts of felony maintaining a dwelling and conspiracy to traffic marijuana. A woman faced her worst fear after her car caught fire on a Georgia highway, and she credits a Good Samaritan's timely intervention and God's mercy for her survival. Lincolnton resident Candy Smith was driving to work on Interstate 20 in her 2004 Navy Toyota Camry last week when the car started flaming with her inside. The woman remembered not even realizing she was on fire at first. The driver told local news outlet WRDW Tuesday, quote, "I turned it off, grabbed my purse, jumped out of the car, barefooted and everything. I look and my hood is melting and I see flames." A truck driver named Kalik ran over to the car with a fire extinguisher. Smith credits the man for being her angel, saying his coming to her rescue reminded her of the Lord's direct protection she's experienced through the good and bad. The United Methodist Church's Baltimore, Washington Conference has approved the disaffiliation votes of 23 congregations near Washington, D.C. amid the denomination's schism over homosexuality. Churches must pay 50% of their tax-assessed property values to keep their church properties, as stipulated by the Baltimore, Washington Conference. Daily Wire CEO Jeremy Boring apologized for an article the publication ran criticizing The Chosen after an LGBT flag was seen on the set in a video promoting the popular fictional series about the lives of Jesus' disciples. Boring tweeted, quote, "This is a disgusting piece and I'm sorry we ran it. A show like The Chosen has 100-plus employees. One of them brought a pride flag to work. That stinks, but it's hardly fault of the show." The article in question, quote, "The Chosen defends pride flag spotted on set. Let the show speak for itself," documents the criticism directed at the crowdfunded series after a photograph surfaced showing the LGBT pride flag attached to a camera during filming for the fourth season. Monty Python's John Cleese says he has no intention of cutting a scene in which a male character declares his desire to become a woman and get pregnant from the stage adaptation of the controversial 1979 film The Life of Brian. Cleese addressed the scene in a tweet, saying he was advised to cut the famous Loretta scene from the adaptation during a New York City table reading. Cleese clarified, quote, "I have, of course, no intention of doing so." Shooting Stars is more than just a sports film detailing the meteoric rise of basketball star LeBron James. It's about the power of mentorship, genuine friendship, and human connection, according to the film's cast and crew. During a recent set of interviews with the Christian Post, stars Caleb McLaughlin from Stranger Things and Marquis Mookie Cook opened up about the film's underlying themes, while director Chris Robinson explained how he hopes the film will encourage fathers and mentors to guide young men. Robinson shared, quote, "When you watch Shooting Stars, it sinks in and you go, oh, this is a story about these guys. But then at some point you go, wait, this is LeBron James. Like, this is the most iconic basketball player in the history of the sport. It tells you that all of us regular people are on that journey and on that path, and everybody needs help. Nobody gets there by themselves." Shooting Stars is rated PG-13 for strong language, some suggestive references, and teen drinking. The film is currently available for streaming on Peacock. Thank you for listening to the Christian Post Daily Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast in your podcast player of choice, Apple Podcasts on iPhone, Spotify on iPhone or Android, or Google Podcasts in your Android device. Don't forget you can download the Edify app by searching for Edify, E-D-I-F-I, in the iPhone or Android app stores. There you can access our entire network of faith-based and uplifting podcasts. You can also subscribe to the Christian Post daily newsletter and get the top headlines every day delivered right to your inbox. You can click the links to download the Edify app or subscribe to the newsletter in the podcast episode description. We would also appreciate a 5-star rating and review in the Apple Podcasts app or in Spotify. Thank you for listening. This has been the Christian Post Daily Podcast.